RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our southern correspondents are Keith and Tia Sims of SoulfulRVFamily.com. Keith is a retired NFL star and current television commentator for the Miami Dolphins. He and his wife Tia are RV fanatics and spend much of the off-season exploring America in their Newmar Class A.
Hi, Keith and Tia!
Hi, how are you?
How you doing this evening?
Great. Welcome back to the show. Last time on episode number 22, you took us to Lazy Days RV Resort near Tampa, Florida. Where are you taking us to this week?
This time, we're going to stay a little local and take you to the Stone Mountain Campground at Stone Mountain State Park.
Well, we are incredibly excited to add a new state to Campground of the Week, visiting Georgia for the very first time. But first, we just want to thank Progressive Insurance, which is a sponsor of Campground of the Week. Progressive RV customers can also sign up for vacation liability and optional coverage that protects you if others are injured around your RV or campsite. To sign up for the optional liability protection of up to $500,000, call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV. And stay tuned to the end of the show where you are going to hear a fun fact about Georgia sponsored by our friends over at Progressive. All right, guys, you ready to tell us everything about Stone Mountain Campground?
Yes, we are.
So,
where is it?
Well, it's about 30 minutes north of Atlanta. You just take I-85 north and hop on 70 east, about 7.7 miles, and you come into the fabulous Stone Mountain State Park and Campground.
Now, located in Atlanta, does this have a really remote sort of state park feel, or are you like still seeing buildings in the distance?
You are certainly not seeing buildings in the distance. You're seeing the mountain come up out of the ground, and it's actually in Stone Mountain, Georgia. They've named its own city there, Stone Mountain, where the campground is. So it's you definitely feel like you've come to a nice oasis just 30 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Sounds good. So what type of campground is this? Are we talking public, private, Good Sam, any kind of discounts associated with the campground?
The only discount I could find, it is a Good Sam park associated with it, but it is run by the state of Georgia. It is a state park. It was actually purchased by the state of Georgia in 1958. It's been run as a state park since then.
All right, excellent. So how much does it cost to camp here? What's the price range?
You know, they have camping for just about every person at this particular campground, from tent sites to huge Class A's, and very reasonably, as low as $33 a night to $69 a night for the premium full hookup campsites.
Okay, so there are full hookups at this state park, which is not something you see a lot in our neck of the woods.
Well, this campground is pretty special in regard because it's tied to the state park, when we'll get into the attractions that are associated with that as well. But the campground to me is something very special. It's over 385 total spaces, 206 full hookup spaces, both 50 and 30 amp sites. You've got pull-throughs, you've got back-ends, you've got great sceneries on the lake. I mean, there's really something for everything. They even have, new this year, 6 yurt cabins right on lakeside that you can rent as well.
Now, that is a big campground, but this is also located right outside of a huge urban center. So is it hard to get a campsite there?
It depends on the time of year. We happened to be there last week around the spring break time. It was very difficult to get a site in there. I would say book early around holidays or events like the Country Living Fair that may be there in October.
Oh, you've been listening to Girl Camper.
I have, and we actually just booked our site for that October.
Oh, good. I plan on being there.
Oh, all right, girl, go Girl Camper to ya.
So, but there's something for everybody. We prefer the orange and purple sites, which are the full hookups. They're quote unquote premium sites, which to me are great. Full hookups, 50 amp service. You've got Wi-Fi there. You've got a nice little patio with a patio set, and they have a gas grill, and it's really backs up right into the woods. So you feel like you're right in the woods, but you have enough space to move around in those sites.
Now, this is a big campground, but does it feel like a bustling city type campground, or is it so wooded and shaded that it has like little areas or little neighborhoods, as it were?
I feel that everyone feels like it's a little neighborhood. People sometimes complain that they can't get their satellite TV because there's too many trees. Oh, what a bad problem that is, isn't it?
Call the ambulance.
There's amenities for everybody. We've camped right, the premium sites right near the lake, and you get a beautiful view out the front of your coach and backed up to the playground, which was recently renovated this past couple months. They've got a nice pool there. You can go kayaking and late rent boats. I mean, there's just really something for everybody. And when you talk about being at Stone Mountain, it's not just a campground. It's all that the park has to offer.
Is the lake nice for swimming as well, or is there a pool?
There is a pool on site. It was renovated last summer. You cannot swim in Stone Mountain Lake. You can kayak in it, you can boat in it, but no swimming allowed.
I wonder, is it a water source? Is that why you can't swim it? Is it like the drinking water source?
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, we've been down lakeside and you see the ducks all there. It might be a natural preserve for that reason. But I'm not sure if it's a water source. I'll have to find that out. That's a good question.
Now, you know, as you're describing this campground, I'm getting a funny sort of combination where I'm picturing the beauty sort of in the surroundings of a state park with, it seems like, a lot of the amenities of a private campground. Is that a good description of the mix here?
Steph, I think it's the perfect combination. You want to be at the state park, and typically for big rigs, you find trouble getting into state parks, finding sites for 40-plus foot rigs. But this one accommodates up to 55-foot rigs, full hookups, and you still can be right, walk down the hill, and you're at the bottom of the lake. You get the beauty of Stone Mountain. So I think it's really one of the best parks we've been to that you get the best of both worlds.
Great. Any other amenities on the campground?
Oh, there's tons of amenities. Nice camp store, anything you need from firewood to ice cream is there. You've got a restaurant on site. I keep hearing about it. We've never actually ate at that particular restaurant there, but it is on site. They have ice cream socials. They have so many different events going on at this campground. It's absolutely amazing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Obviously, there's more events going on in the summertime, from the spring, summertime, but as the weather turns and gets a lot cooler, a lot of those events stop. Because I remember we had camped there in the autumn, and there wasn't much going on there.
So summertime, good for the kids and the family, and maybe late fall, not quite as family-friendly to some degree, maybe more of a romantic getaway.
It certainly is that, but there are definitely certain fall events, because when we talk about, I don't want to step on the wife's toes here about what she's going to talk about activities. When you talk about Stone Mountain, the park, they're tied together, but they're separated, and the park closes down part of the year, but then it becomes Snow Mountain. And when Snow Mountain comes up, then they have all the snow activities. So it's really something for whether you like the winter or you like the summer, there's something for everybody all year round.
All right, I'll try to process the whole Snow Mountain down in Atlanta later. Yeah. But for now, let's make sure. Are there, like, do you want to say anything else about the organized activities at the campground?
Let me give you an idea of, I print out the list of some of the things that were going on. We were there last week when they were celebrating the kids' spring fling for spring break, and that was a fishing tournament. They had magic shows, a lot of different events going on. And then, of course, with the park, they have ice cream social starting in June and July every single Saturday. They have a VeggieTales day camp Tuesday through Fridays from the entire month of June and July back to the summer again.
Sign them up. Yeah.
They have this ride, the Ducks ride, which is actually tied to Stone Mountain Park. It's an extra fee, about $14
a
person.
That's one of my favorites.
Which is incredible. It's an amphibious vehicle. You ride it. It takes you all the way around the mountain and the history of Stone Mountain. So, again, there's something, everything to do. They have the Fall Harvest, which is in October. And then, like I said, Snow Mountain starts in November to probably the end of February. They even have a Santa Claus at the campground in the months of December on certain Saturdays.
Snow Mountain is very popular. We had a hard time getting reservations this past February.
Yes.
So we missed it once again.
I am picturing this being a real favorite for your boys. And not just because the camp store has ice cream.
Yeah, that doesn't even scratch. They just love to get out and play. The roads interior are paved so they can be on their bikes and scooters. You know, typically we try to park very close to the playground, and it's totally renovated this year. It just opened up last month. So they're exploring that and having a good time. And there's this huge open grass field with a sand volleyball court. So they can really get out and play and run. And you're still in the heart of everything that Atlanta has to offer.
And much of the campground are loops. So they're pretty private. There's not a lot of traffic going in and out. So we feel pretty safe with the boys doing their scooters and riding their bikes throughout.
Love loops. Now, you mentioned the loops, and then you also mentioned some of your favorite campsites already. Are there any other insider tips that you have that are going to help our listeners find the perfect campsite for them?
For me, if you have kids, we stay on the Purple Loop, which is near the camp store, near the entrance. The good part, it's close. It's literally, you get sites that look right into the lake, and your back is the playground. So perfect for families. The only negative to that is it's one of the main roads in and out of all that side of the campground. So you do get a little bit of traffic, but for the trade-off of what you're getting for what you're giving up, to me, it's, I would stay Purple and I would stay Orange. I think you'll have a better time. Some of the other sites in the blue and the red, which are still, red is full hookups. Blue is just water and electric. I have heard some complaints because they're up a little bit elevated, and sometimes those sites aren't quite as level as the premium sites, the Purple and Orange.
Great insider tip. Sounds like a close to perfect campground, but we here at RVFTA know that nobody's perfect. So what could they improve within reason?
Well, they've done a lot of recent renovations to Stone Mountain, and some people complain that it's a little pricey because it is that mix between a state park where people are thinking they're going to get a camping value at a lower price and a private campground. We're okay with that, but I think the thing they need to fix next is their interior roads. They are pretty bumpy, even though they're paved. They're due for a repaving. If they did that, they just renovated the playground, like I said, and renovated the pool, that would go a long way. That's probably my biggest complaint, is that interior roads.
Are the turns tight at all with your big rig, or is it just more an issue of them being bumpy and needing repaving?
We were actually, I guess I can say this on the show, filming a little RV TV show there this past week, and we had to do loop after loop after loop. So it wasn't too bad in a 43-footer that we did that 4 or 5 times for the camera.
Or did you just get really good at it?
I think it was a combination.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Toot your horn.
Practice makes perfect.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for that great review of Stone Mountain Campground in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, this is outside of a major urban center in America. So we can't wait to come back after the break and hear all of your recommendations for enjoying Atlanta, Georgia. Stay tuned.
Since 1968, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together.
Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year warranty.
Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around a campfire with a Jayco nearby.
For more information, visit your closest Jayco dealer or jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Keith and Tia Sims of SoulfulRVFamily.com, and they just gave us a really great review of Stone Mountain Campground. Now they're going to share some really great activities to do in the immediate area and in Atlanta.
Now, Stone Mountain Campground, as we already established, is located in Stone Mountain Park. I hear there's a lot of stuff to do there, so tell us about it.
There are so many things, something for everybody at Stone Mountain Park. Let's start from the campground. When the park is open, there is a free shuttle that takes you directly to the park. One of our favorite things to do is take the Summit Sky Ride. It takes you all the way up to the top of Stone Mountain Park, where you get to see 60-mile views around the city of Atlanta. It's absolutely incredible. And for those more adventurous or athletic, you can actually do the 1.5-mile hike up to that summit, which we've done as well. You certainly feel like you've accomplished something when you do that hike. So that's something that you cannot miss, whether you take the sky ride up or you hike up, or shoot, do both if you want. It's fine with me.
Elevation steep? Is it an easy hike or moderate or difficult?
It's the top of Stone Mountain is about, 852 feet above the ground. So I would say
portions of it that are pretty steep.
They have the rest stops all along the way. And the hardest part for me, it's all stone all the way up. So people with back problems or with knee problems like myself, you'll probably stop along the way. But you do get a great sense of accomplishment when you get to that top and you see the views of the city of Atlanta. It's an incredible view.
Oh, that's terrific. So can you see Atlanta on any kind of a day, or does it have to be particularly clear?
You know what? Every time we've been to the top, we have had no trouble. You're only 30 miles
we've
away.
Never had
so
any trouble at the top.
It's not like Klingman's Dome where
right.
you got to be
yeah,
careful.
No, we've never had an issue.
You're not getting socked in up there, huh?
No, certainly not. Now, when you're up there and you're doing this hike, one of the things that people have to understand, Stone Mountain was founded as a Confederate monument. So there is a Confederate carving with three of the Confederate, I'm looking for a good word here to say,
generals?
Historical figures.
Yes.
You've got President Jefferson Davis of the Confederacy. You've got Generals Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. And there's a museum there. And it's for us, it was a great opportunity to learn about the history of the area right. and Confederate history. So I think it's up to people to understand, you know, what that monument is about. And I say take the time to explore it and really enjoy that. So there's a lot of history there. There's an area where they have a historic square, a collection of old homes from 1793 to 1875 from around the state that were moved to Stone Mountain, Georgia. They have the Rock Quarry where all the rocks were excavated from Stone Mountain. Over 7 million cubic feet of granite was taken from there. And then they've got the fun stuff. We mentioned Ride the Ducks. They've got a sky hike where the kids can, it's like a ropes course for the kids. They have a great, great time
That's
at that.
That's our boys' favorite.
And Geyser Towers, where it's kind of like a water ride where they can run around and play. I mean, there's so much for everyone. I love the Scenic Railroad, which takes you completely around Stone Mountain, a 1940s open-air steam car that takes you around the five-mile excursion around the mountain. Again, teaches you the history of Stone Mountain. So, and that's just scratching the surface of some of the things that you can do at Stone Mountain.
I'm in shock right now. We don't have state parks around here that have all that stuff.
Well, Stone Mountain's a pretty special place. It really is. And for us to have it so close to our backyard, I mean, we'll be there in less than 30 minutes. And we've heard you guys talk about finding a local campground, and we found ours.
This is ours.
Oh, that's awesome, guys. I'm glad for you. Now, is this like the premier state park in Georgia? Does it sort of like have the reputation as like the crown jewel of the system?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I know you guys know about the Tybee Islands out there on the coast. You've got state parks in Savannah. There's so many great things that Georgia has to offer. I mean, we're not even talking about the mountains when you're heading up toward the Great Smoky Mountains. I mean, I think Georgia gives you so many different climates and different things to explore. There's hundreds of waterfalls to explore. So being near an urban center, I think you get a lot of publicity because you're near Atlanta, but there's so many other places to go and check out.
All right. So speaking of the urban center, it's hard to imagine finding time to leave this campground and park, but I'm sure for people that are coming that aren't from the Atlanta area, they are going to want to explore the city. Now, I know it's hard. You live in Atlanta and you're local. So I know it's always hard to pick just a few things to recommend that people visit. But did you try hard to narrow it down for us, Taya?
Oh, my goodness. This was incredibly difficult. There are so many things to do in Atlanta. I haven't even scratched the surface of Atlanta, but I'm trying desperately. This campground, as we already mentioned, is in very close proximity to the city, to downtown. So within a 30-minute drive, you're in the heart of Atlanta, which gives you full access to what Atlanta has to offer. And this city has a ton of museums, including the College Football Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Which Keith is dying to get to. We haven't gotten there yet. But the first museum that I really wanted to touch on, and keeping in this kind of historical education, the Center of Civil and Human Rights Museum is located in Atlanta. And this is a fascinating museum that our family has enjoyed very much. And it takes you down the path of what the civil rights journey and human rights journey has been in this country. There's tons of hands-on activities to do here, tons of pictures on the wall. We took our kids. They don't really understand the gravity of what was trying to be presented at the museum, but they did ask a ton of questions, which was awesome for me. There is a particular hands-on exhibit there that kind of shook me to my core, and it was an interactive simulation of what it must have felt like for a civil rights activist to sit at an all-white lunch counter in the 50s and 60s. And it's totally immersive. You have to close your eyes to experience this exhibit. And they recommend that children, I think under the age of 13 or 14, that they not even participate in it because it is that intense.
Now, did your boys do it, or did you decide you would hold off till they were a bit older?
That's the funny thing. I saw it and I'm like, oh my goodness, that looks amazing. So I started ushering my boys over, and there's a lady, an attendant, that's actually standing right next to this exhibit. And she was like, no, hold on. She said, you need to do this first, and then you can determine as a parent whether you want your child to do this. And I think after 2 minutes, I started bawling just sitting there. So that tells you just how intense this particular exhibit was.
Right. So important emotions and important feelings for us to process as adults, but kids need to have the right developmental tools to do that before you put them in that sort of a circumstance. So that they'll have room to grow into this museum in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and on a lighter note.
Yeah, we always try to couple, if we do something serious like that, we make sure that we surround it with fun things for the kids to do. So they learn something and then they can kind of blow off some steam. And it's located in a great area and you can go right from there too.
Yep. This is why I picked this particular location of things to do, because right across the lawn within walking distance is the World of Coca-Cola.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a fun stop where you can get a little history of the beginnings of the Coca-Cola bottling company. But at the very end, something very special, you can sample all the Coca-Cola products from across the globe.
And throughout history, right? Like, they have the ones that have been in the past that they don't make anymore? Yeah,
absolutely. Discontinued flavors, new flavors, flavors from different parts of the globe, really. And it's amazing. Even I don't let my kids drink carbonated beverages, but there are different beverages that they can, dibble and dabble in, that they really enjoy it.
But this is historical research, really. This is
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, my boys would be double fisting those Cokes. They'd be just throwing them back.
I would love to do this.
You have to be careful. Yeah, no, you'd have to be careful because you kind of get, if you drink too much, you kind of feel a little queasy in the end, and you don't want that feeling. Yeah.
Is that part of the ticket price to get in, or is that like an extra price on top of the ticket price?
That is completely included in your admission.
That sounds fantastic.
Right. And of course, as you're leaving, they walk you right through the gift shop. So you get to, it's just like at Disney World. You get off the ride and you walk, you have to walk straight through the gift shop right afterwards. So yeah,
thank you for that, right?
Watch your wallet.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Also a part of that experience, they do give you a commemorative Coca-Cola bottle at the end. And that's also included in your admission charge.
What a great combo. I mean, that's like a full day, those two things right there.
Absolutely.
Oh, but done yet.
Leave time.
You don't have to go far to the next
because
time.
In just a few more steps across the lawn, and these three things are just right in a little triangle, mm-hmm. you know, right across the lawn is the amazing Georgia Aquarium. And this is by far one of the best aquariums that I ever been to.
The best aquarium in the entire country. Yeah. It will spoil you for every other aquarium around the country.
Aquarium trash talk right here on Campground of the Week.
Yeah, I definitely feel the same way. We were in, I want to say, was it North Carolina? Mm-hmm. And there was that aquarium there that they were touting. And I was like, eh, that's garbage.
Oh, now it's getting serious
here. Really trash
the talk. Aquarium lovers out there are like going to get all worked up on this.
I dare one of them to go to the Georgia Aquarium and not be amazed at what they've done down here.
That's amazing that they're all right in one little area. I mean, I can't even imagine packing those three things into one day.
Yes, yes. And here's a tip. If you are a homeschooler or you just want to sneak some education in to all of these fun visits, do your homework. Go to their websites because all of these, the three locations that I just mentioned, have teacher toolkits that are free of charge that you can print ahead of time so you can have a packet ready for your kids to kind of do their little research while they're there, and you can quiz them on what they learned when they left.
All right, so are you done giving us sort of like the quick overview of Atlanta, or do you have more for us?
Keep it coming. Yeah.
I just have one more thing, because I would never leave you without a children's museum. The Children's Museum of Atlanta is awesome. You must visit it. It is also part of the Association of Children's Museums Network, so if you definitely have one of those memberships, use it here in Atlanta. And also those other attractions, the City Pass, which they usually have in the major cities, you can go ahead and bundle most of these visits into that City Pass and be able to save a bunch of money.
All right, we'll put those links in the show notes too. Now, there's good eating in Atlanta, right?
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh, and there's no way that I could cover this. This has been the hardest task for me.
But the people are hungry, Tia. You need to give us something. After all of those activities, we're all hungry.
All right, so check it out. If your family's anything like my family, we can never all agree on one thing to eat. So trying to find a restaurant or eatery is very difficult because everyone's very picky. So we have the Sweet Auburn Curb Market that is located in the Sweet Auburn District of Atlanta. And that is not too far away from the Martin Luther King National Historical Site, which is another place you've got to visit. But this particular site has probably 10 to 12 restaurants that are local fare. So mom and pops, and there are no franchise restaurants in this particular area. But restaurants, they've got retail specialty shops. They sell fresh meats, fresh seafood, fresh produce that's locally grown. So if you want to restock your RV fridge, this is the place to go.
Love places like that, like the locals food court, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. This market has pretty good history here in Atlanta. I think it's been around since, 1910 or something like that. I can't remember. I'd have to look that up again. But it's been around a long time, and it's definitely a staple in this area.
That's the kind of place where we always leave with a couple loaves of bread
exactly.
and some treats.
And you will not be disappointed here. All definitely right. not.
Sounds good. Anything else?
Yes.
Oh, your favorite place to eat. You cannot not mention.
Oh my gosh. If you love Southern food like I do, you've got to go over to Mary Mac's Tea Room on your way back to the campground. Mary Mac's is one of my favorites because they've got shrimp and grits to die for.
For the win.
Oh my gosh.
That's like maybe my favorite dish in the entire world.
Oh my gosh. You and me both. Listen, next time you're in Atlanta, we're going.
We're going. Now, it's a tea house. Like, do you bring your kids there?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So it's not that dainty.
No.
She hasn't let me go there yet. It's kind of her place with her girlfriends. When she's going out,
my escape.
They're going to Mary Mac's. I was like, you know what? That's your place, honey. You keep it. That's fine. I'll keep the varsity, the burgers, the hot dogs, the fries, world famous, the varsity.
You can keep that.
I'm happy with that.
But Mary Mac's has awesome Georgia sweet tea. So if you're into that, you will not be disappointed there. And their peach cobbler. Get the peach cobbler a la mode and then get some to bring back to the RV because it will be something that you're going to want to have the very next day.
And maybe heat up around the campfire.
Amen.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Toastite grill, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Toastite's going to love that plug.
They also give you, if you tell them that it's your very first time at Mary Mac's, they will be sure to give you a complimentary cup of pot liquor. And if you don't know what pot liquor is, those of us that eat collard greens, it's that juice, that wonderful broth in the collard greens. And they just give you a cup of it with a piece of cornbread on the side.
I was going to say, that's what I usually do. I usually sop that up with bread.
Oh, my goodness. It is amazing. And if one of the managers is around, Miss Mary Mac, she will come around and give you a shoulder massage.
What?
Oh,
yes, ma'am. That is Southern hospitality.
Dripping grits and a shoulder massage. I like it.
Yes.
There are people that are like going to book a trip here just for that shoulder massage.
Look, this place is one of my favorite places to go. And anytime that I can get a night off from being a mama around here, that's where I go.
Well, there are so many things to do in a big city like Atlanta, and I think the only way to sort of like sort through is really to think about your favorites. And I appreciate you sharing like your favorite locals' haunts with us. So thank you so much for doing that. And also thank you to Progressive.
Yeah, I think it's time for our interesting fact about Georgia.
They made us fun facts about the states.
From Progressive.
I'm excited.
I know. Ready for this, guys?
Please.
I just hope I know the answer.
Wait for it. All right. And now Progressive Insurance presents 50 Progressive Adventures, unique attractions that need to be seen but are off the beaten path. Next time you hit the Peach State, be sure to check out the Etowa Indian Mounds in Cartersville, Georgia. This 54-acre destination was once home to thousands of Native Americans, and the mounds provide an exclusive look on how Indians from this area went about their daily life. Adventure awaits with Progressive. And also a big thanks to Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, head over to jayco.com. And a big thanks to Keith and Tia from Soulful RV Family for that great review.
Where can our listeners find you guys?
Oh, we can be found on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and
Instagram.
Instagram.
Did I miss anything?
SoulfulRVFamily.com.
There you go. I think you hit them all.
I think we'll see you guys at the campground.
Absolutely. We can't wait.
See you there.
Sounds good. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.